The Stone Circle Meditation. Let's begin by getting relaxed, either sitting comfortably or laying down. Kick off your shoes, loosen any tight-fitting clothing, and take off your watch if you're wearing one. As you know, your watch has a pulse. You have a pulse. And we want you to become more relaxed than your watch. It's time to relax. So let's begin. You're invited now to close your eyes and take several slow, deep breaths, placing all of your attention, all of your concentration on your breathing for the next several moments. And in these moments, I'll share with you some pertinent information about stone circles. Stone circles are sacred sites found in strategic locations all over the world. And the circle is a powerful symbol of wholeness. While some have stones that are several stories tall, like Stonehenge, most stone circles are modest structures, like the Doombeg Stone Circle in County Cork, or the Beltane Stone Circle in County Donegal, Ireland. Some contain a handful of stones, like the Uruk Stone Circle in County Kerry, Ireland, while others are created with 20 to 30 large granite rock pillars, like the Stones of Callanish, found on the Isle of Lewis, the remote Outer Hebrides of Scotland. The existence of many of these structures date back before the construction of the Egyptian pyramids. Stone circles, like those found in Ireland, Scotland, Wales, and England, are more than simple cosmic calendars based on the precession of the sun and the Earth's axis. Originally considered simplistic solar calendars, initially, they were thought to denote either the summer or winter solstices, or perhaps the spring and autumn equinox, or the cross-quarter celebrations between these hallmark points, such as May 1st, August 1st, or November 1st. Perhaps more importantly, stone circles also represent portals of consciousness, a place between worlds where the veils are very thin, and we are allowed to enter. We enter as a means to raise our consciousness to a higher level where we can calibrate to a sense of oneness with the cosmos. In this meditation, we're going to visit a stone circle of your choosing. And we're going to do just that. A place where we can easily calibrate our hearts, minds, and souls to a sense of oneness. So now, once again, take a slow, deep breath and place all of your concentration, all of your attention on your breathing. And with each exhalation, feel a deeper sense of comfort and peace. And so we begin. With the power of your mind's eye, picture yourself and embody the experience through all of your senses, in which you are walking down a dirt road covered in a gauntlet of trees. It's a warm, early morning, right before dawn, and a few birds are singing their morning songs. There's a light dew on the grass, and any fog that might have been here earlier has now lifted to reveal great clarity of this wonderful landscape in front of you. On the right side of the road is a field of grass, a field with acres and acres that, off in the distance, overlook the Atlantic Ocean. Between where you now stand and the sea, in a field all by itself, is a magnificent stone circle. And it calls to you. As you walk through the field of grass, the sun begins to peek over the horizon behind you. The air is warm, with a gentle breeze blowing through your hair, and it feels great. The sweet scent of summer morning brings a smile to your face. And there's a sense of familiarity here. From this distance, as you approach this stone circle, a megalithic structure comprised of tall granite stones, softened by the elements of time, you take comfort in realizing that you have this entire place to yourself. For a moment you wonder, how is this so? And then you smile in appreciation. As you continue to approach this sacred site, getting nearer, a gentle voice reminds you of the ageless wisdom to respectfully walk the outside perimeter of the stone circle in a clockwise pattern three times. Each trip around this stone circle honors the domains of mind, body, and spirit, as well as the lower, middle, and upper kingdoms of the shamanic worlds. Moreover, each trip around the perimeter of this structure also honors the sacred bridge between the seen and unseen worlds, not to mention the conscious and unconscious minds. This stone circle is indeed a sacred place, and there is a reason why you are called here. As you look around, you notice the shadows of the stones at sunrise. A rare sight indeed, and an auspicious sight. Perhaps out of curiosity, perhaps out of remembrance, you are drawn to step inside and explore the circle even more. Before you enter, however, you stop outside the entrance of this monolithic structure, a large stone on either side, and remember that protocol advises to ask permission from the heart to enter, and so you gladly follow protocol. With your next slow deep breath, you marvel at its history and acknowledge the sacredness of this site and the countless travelers over the millennia who have made a pilgrimage here. And for that, you give thanks from your heart space as well, just to be here now. Let Legend, folklore, and the wisdom of sacred mysteries remind us that every stone circle is guarded by a spiritual being. One that holds the integrity and vibration of love and light. Many people have forgotten this wisdom, but you remember. Before entering, you give thanks once again to this light being for his presence and guardianship. A presence that has lasted over the millennia, through the sands of time and the winds of change. Once inside the stone circle, you find yourself slowly walking from stone to stone, feeling the pulse of energy, pausing, stopping, sensing each energetic song. You are reminded that each stone was selected eons ago for its unique vibration. Everything, you're reminded, has a vibration, including stones. Moreover, collectively, all the stones in this circle create a rich, deep harmonic that also pulses in tune with the heartbeat of planet Earth. With your hand on a stone, you pause for a moment to listen, to feel, to appreciate, and to feel once more. All of Earth is sacred, yet this site imbues the essence of the sacredness at a deep level. And once again, you find yourself smiling. After a few minutes of walking along the inside perimeter, one stone seems to call out to you. You walk over and slowly take a seat with your back up against the stone, facing inside the circle. The spot you picked is comfortably worn. You think to yourself, this is a great place to sit and meditate. And the gentle rays of sunlight on your face give warmth as well. Take a slow deep breath and relax into this spot. Perhaps reflecting back to all the great many seasons, the great many years, decades, centuries, millennia, that these stones have stood guard over this site. As you sit now, comfortably with your back up against this granite stone, a stone that towers well above your head now, you look out to the center of this stone circle and give thanks once again from your heart space to this moment of peace and solitude. And then, with your next slow deep breath, take a moment to see if you can feel the subtle pulse of a stone against your spinal column. You remember hearing somewhere that these stones are as deep as they are tall. A very solid place to sit. Now, with each breath, slowly breathe in rhythm with the pulse of this stone. Breathe with the pulse of planet Earth. And now, taking several slow, deep breaths, you find yourself at complete peace. And after several moments of peaceful contemplation, you look once again to the center of the circle. And with a moment of curiosity, you notice that you're not alone. There, seated like yourself, in a quiet meditation, are persons situated at the base of each stone in the circle. Sitting in silent meditation, with their eyes closed, you silently acknowledge their presence with a slow nod of your head. There appear to be people from all walks of life, all continents, several religions, nearly all races, and you notice or sense some specific details: red hair, dark skin, wrinkled skin, blue eyes, brown eyes, blonde hair, torn clothes, new clothes. Each as different as it can be, yet each quite similar as well. As you take a moment to look at their faces, you observe that at the stone closest to you, to the left, there is an elderly woman. She's dressed in clothes that you don't recognize, but sense that this costume dates back to a period long, long ago. At the stone next to her, on her left, sits a young man with dark pigmentation, holding a talisman in his right hand. He brandishes a smile, a big smile, as your eyes meet. To his left appears a very old man, well-groomed, and deep lines in his face that convey much wisdom. A redstone pipe in his hand reveals the iconic symbol of the First Nations people. To his left sits a young Polynesian woman with long black hair and what appears to be a tattoo on her face. She too holds an object in her hand, a small bowl. To her left is a young woman with long, bright red hair, holding a small flute. By her side is a fiddle and bow. Quickly, you realize that at the base of each stone in this circle sits a person whom you don't recognize, yet each person seems uniquely familiar. Are they spirit guides? Are they wisdom keepers? Are they guardian angels? Who are these strangers? Who are these friends, family members, souls? Who indeed? Upon closer examination, as you look around the circle, it appears that each person holds a resonance of deep inner peace and compassion. In unison, they open their eyes and lift their heads. And as you glance from face to face, you make eye contact, smile, and feel a genuine sense of gratitude and kindness. Indeed, there is a reason why each person looks familiar. As the rays of the sun enter the stone circle, a gentle breeze sweeps across your face. Ageless wisdom and divine whispers remind you that each of these people is really the essence of you, from another time, another generation, another lesson. Curious, you glance into the eyes of several people, one at a time, to see a faint recognition of resemblance. At this moment, you are reminded of the quote, "Once you see the divine in the eyes of another, you see the face of God everywhere." In this now moment, spiritual luminaries remind us that each one of us comes into this world bearing gifts to share. Likewise, each of us comes into this world to learn lessons, to learn specific skills, to fine-tune specific talents. In essence, to accrue knowledge and wisdom that we then share with others to help raise consciousness. In essence, to make the world a better place. And when one person benefits, we all benefit. Such is the magic of oneness. Each of these people sitting at the base of these stones in this magnificent circle has a gift to share with you. And while these gifts may not seem obvious now, they will reveal themselves to you at a time when they are most needed in this lifetime. One by one, each person stands up and slowly walks over to you into your stone. They lay a symbolic gift at your feet, an offering of love, an offering of compassion, an offering of wisdom. And once again, you find yourself smiling in gratitude. In receiving each gift, each talent, in turn, you offer a smile to each individual in the circle, a smile of gratitude. And we are reminded that by receiving these gifts, we integrate the energies of these lives into our own being, to fulfill our highest potential in this moment called now. Take this moment to acknowledge these symbolic gifts of the heart, these energies, and from your heart space, once again offer a thought and a feeling of gratitude back to the source of these gifts, back to the divine source from where they came. And once again, you look up to find yourself alone inside the stone circle. Again, with your back resting comfortably against this stone, the stone you have chosen, or perhaps it chose you, you take a deep breath and acknowledge with gratitude this specific time of personal reflection, personal solitude, and spiritual strength. Now, at your leisure, you find yourself exiting the stone circle, nodding to the spirit guide who stands sentient at its entrance. And then, again, you find yourself crossing the field, back to the dirt road from where you started this journey, this stone circle pilgrimage. Slowly allow the imprint of this imagery to fade from your mind's eye, but let the message, the energy, the wisdom, the sense of peace that you've gained from this, allow it to reside deep in your heart and mind as you bring yourself back into the awareness of the room that you now find yourself. And now you're invited to take one final slow deep breath. And as you exhale, open your eyes to a gentle gaze in front of you. Slowly bring yourself back into awareness of your body, perhaps by wiggling your fingers and toes, rolling your shoulders a few times, and become ready to continue your day refreshed, reinvigorated, and renewed. Smile.